June 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Prayer is your key to peace. When you cannot pray, you are not at peace. It is then you face challenges spiritually and emotionally. So you must understand Satan's job is to destroy your peace. It is he who tries to convince you that your prayers are unworthy, even unneeded. He tries every sort of exterior distraction to weaken your concentration and therefore weaken your prayers. Do not be discouraged in your prayer effort. Discouragement is one of Satan's most common and powerful weapons. Pray first for the grace to believe in the power and the necessity of your prayers. It is then the angels will surround you and help you to pray. The Queen, Mother and Protectress of your faith, is a strong ally as a prayer partner. Invoke her aid." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 8 through 10 and 16 through 18. "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Living by faith. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.